Apple computer stock was up sharply today, a day after the company announced better-than-expected profits. Apple is booming thanks to the popularity of its iPod digital music players. The company hopes to build on that success by introducing a new, lower-priced iPod and a stripped-down computer selling for less than $500. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, the company has a chain of retail stores to show off its new products.
You can buy an iPod at any number of places, but if you want to dress up your digital music player with a set of colorful, customized iPod socks, you better come to the Apple Store. iPod accessories drew Jessica Delaney to this Apple Store in San Diego, where the aisles are lined with belt clips, headphones, carrying cases, and other items to outfit the must-have musical player.
I was trying to get all this addition stuff to fit my iPod and stuff. I love the iPod. It's like my favorite thing right now, so it's good.
The look of the store is like an iPod, sleek and spare, with white walls and blonde wood floors. There's a big video screen in the back for demonstrations and a genius bar in the corner where shoppers can get expert advice. Apple now operates about 100 of these stores. They're designed to be inviting centers for new Apple converts, as well as gathering spots for the longtime faithful, like self-described Macophile Steve Dillard.
It's like a little computer boutique, isn't it? It's very state-of-the-art. It's the new age. And I got Mac stickers on my car. You know, I'm proud to say I got a G5 with a 20-inch screen. You know, let's swing it.
Sales at Apple stores nearly doubled in the company's last fiscal year to $1.2 billion. Rival computer maker Gateway closed its chain of retail stores last year, but Apple is opening more. Retail analyst Stephen Baker of the NPD Group says the stores showcase the value of the Apple brand in a way that other retailers often don't.
It's turned into a very nice way for Apple to display what Apple does best.
Baker says it's hard to separate the recent success of the Apple stores from the success of the iPod, which now generates about a quarter of the company's overall sales. During the Christmas season, Apple stores tended to be well-stocked with iPods, even when other retailers sold out. Apple admits some of the sales rung up at company stores could have been made elsewhere. But analyst Gene Munster of Piper Jaffray says the company stores are a key ingredient for turning iPod customers on to other Apple products, like computers. He and others call this the iPod's halo effect.
The average person who purchases something at an Apple store returns to the Apple store within 3 months just to check out what else is there. The average person who purchases a computer at Best Buy returns the next time they purchase a computer, which is just over 2 years. So the experience is dramatically different. The hijacking the Windows user seems to be working.
Apple still controls a tiny 2% of the personal computer market, but Munster thinks more people will give Apple's computers a look, thanks to their positive experience with the iPod.
We would hear anything from, I want to date my iPod, to, it's the greatest invention ever. We heard that several times. And this kind of word-of-mouth marketing has really been the wildfire behind the success of the iPod.
Word-of-mouth brought Dan Ensweiler to the Apple store shopping for an iPod mini. He left without buying, though, put off by the player's $249 price tag.
MP3 players are, like, convenient, and that's, like, the best one. Nobody really complains about it. It's only the price is the only thing. Other than that, it's all good.
Ensweiler won't have to wait long to find a cheaper iPod in the store. In a switch of its own, Apple is rolling out a new $99 music player, as well as a stripped-down computer for just $499, not counting monitor and keyboard. CEO Steve Jobs said this week, people who are thinking of switching will have no more excuses. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego. Thank you.